Welcome to LMC Cast with your host, Gladys Dibble, broadcasting straight from the studio on the Avenue, where we bring together the voices and stories that defined Larchmont and Mamaroneck. Let's dive in. Today's segment, Community Profile, features Mamaroneck High School students who are focusing on eliminating food waste within our community. Welcome. We are so happy to have you here. Would you like to introduce yourself and talk to us about this amazing project that you're currently working on?
Yes, of course, and we're so happy to be here. My name is Addie Bartlett.
I'm Haley Yannis.
And I'm Sophia Pellegrini.
Hi, and welcome again.
Thank you for having me. This is so exciting.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
I've heard a lot about this project, so it would be great if you can talk to everyone out there about what you're currently working on.
So our project name is Okra Food Waste Recycling, and the Okra part comes from our high school, Mamaroneck High School, which is a program that stands for Original Civic Research in Action. All of us took this program starting our freshman year, and this led us to combine our interests of sustainability in our town. So within that, we looked more towards food waste recycling within restaurants because we noticed how there was already people addressing food waste recycling in the municipal area. But restaurants and businesses were very ignored, and we wanted to make sure that all grounds were covered and looking towards our sustainable future. So with that, we interviewed many restaurants, we sent out surveys, and we found three restaurants that really stood out to us that seems that they fit our goals for the future. And that was Alondra's, Bangables, and Tequila Sunrise. And so far, working with them has been amazing. We've diverted over thousands of food waste, and it's just been amazing to see this really happen in action. And right now we are only working with Bangables and Tequila Sunrise because sadly Alondra's closed, but we are so happy for what this can lead to in the future.
Perfect, that sounds amazing. So as a restaurant owner, what would you say are some of the challenges that you foresee them going through?
I think one of the biggest challenges is communication because this is a big change, especially in a kitchen where you already have a set like routine going on. By putting the food waste and diverting it into a separate bin, even though that might sound minute, to somebody working in the kitchen, it is a really big change because you have to be constantly be thinking about it and thinking about which spot goes in where during this hectic time in the kitchen where you're preparing all of the food. And so I think the biggest part is communication because the restaurant owner needs to make sure that all the staff knows what's going on and how to make the change as quickly as possible. And with that, we come in and we provide a bunch of signage on what can and can't be diverted to try to make this change as easy as possible.
Perfect. Awesome. So Haley, why don't you talk to us about how this project can impact climate change?
When we first started our project, we had big visions of how our project would help the sustainability. And as we've progressed, we've learned so much about how harmful food scraps really are for the environment. When the food scraps get taken to the garbage incinerator, they get burned and turn into harmful greenhouse gases, which is horrible for our environment. And by diverting these food scraps, they are being turned into organic material, such as animal feed, at the digesters that they are transported to. And this helps our environment in numerous ways. The agriculture system is very damaging to our environment. It takes up a lot of energy. And by converting these food scraps into animal feed, we are therefore reducing the amount of harmful energy that the agriculture system produces. Making this change in the restaurants was very hard, as Addie has mentioned. But I think it's really important to remember how difficult and, I think it's important to remember how beneficial these changes can be for our overall world. Food scrap recycling is our future, and it needs to be something that is instituted in restaurants and businesses and in homes. We have seen how recycling has evolved over the past 20, 30 years to become something that is a norm, and that's what we want for food scrap recycling.
Thank you. Sophia, so how can this project be expanded upon to create a more sustainable future?
I think that's a great question. We're always looking for more participation on the front of commercial food scrap recycling. Again, like my two partners have said, there are not enough restaurants that recycle their food waste. And since they are producing so much food and feeding so many people compared to homes and other businesses, they have a much bigger impact. So we want more businesses, like even like schools, clubs, grocery stores, restaurants. That is how we have the biggest impact, to get the most participation and also to change the mindset of people in our community and in the world. Food scrap recycling is seen as something almost radical and something like, oh, like, we'll worry about it later. But the thing is it's happening now. Like Haley said, it's recycling. It's being adopted everywhere. In New York City, there are new mandates. It is our future, and I think it's so important that everyone adapts to it and adapts to the change.
Very interesting. Thank you for sharing that. So if a restaurant wanted to participate, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so they could either go on our Instagram, which is Okra Food Waste Recycling, and DM us, or they're also welcome to email us, actually the same name, Okra Food Waste Recycling. And through that, we can help them get in contact with curbside compost, which we've already done for other restaurants actually outside of our pilot. And we can help them get in contact with them so that they can become more sustainable as well.
In addition, we're always ready to give any restaurant any assistance that they would need. We're really dedicated to making this a norm in our community, and we're ready to assist whatever restaurants want to join.
Like, mm-hmm. Again, the funny thing is, at the beginning of our project, we actually, like, went into restaurants, even if they didn't even want to do it, and to have restaurants come up to us and be like, I'm really interested in this, that is so big. And we genuinely want to help all these restaurants adapt to this change and to get with the program, get with the future, you know?
Yes, for your future and the future generations to come, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I thank you for coming in. I am overwhelmed by the passion that I hear. I see your eyes just lighting up, and it's great to see that. And I love that you are in our community. It makes me feel a little better about future generations that my kids will be in.
Oh my God.
And for their kids. So thank you so much for doing this and for putting so much passion into this. I really appreciate that. And I'm pretty sure all of Mamaroneck and Larchmont will say the same. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. You've been great.
Thank you.
And that wraps up another episode of LMC Cast. I'm Gladys Dibble, thanking you for tuning in and joining us from the studio on the Avenue. Remember, it's the stories we share and the connections we make that truly bring our community to life. Goodbye for now. Stay connected, and let's continue to create a community that strives together. This podcast was recorded at the LMC Media Studio on the Avenue in Mamaroneck, New York. Visit lmcmedia.org to book your time in this state-of-the-art, convenient location, walkable from the Metro North train station on Mamaroneck Avenue. You can also support this nonprofit media center at lmc.org/donate.